Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
Good morning, K2PCB. How are you today? This is KE2PDQ.
Yes, K2PCB here. And, yeah, so far so good. There's a bit of a haze this morning. I don't know if it's a hazy morning or a foggy morning, but either way, there's some long-distance visibility issues. Really not making any issues for driving, but off in the distance, there's definitely some fog. Yeah, how are things with you this morning?
Things are pretty good. I believe I have fixed the leaking issue on my 3D hot end.
Oh, was it the mating surfaces of the nozzle and the heat brake, or was it something else?
Well, I watched a video on, I actually watched this video a couple of times, and until I took the old hot end apart, it all didn't make sense until I watched it again and when I put it back together. It's just the way I am supposed to tighten in the nozzle and the Bowden tube. And once I did that, because I ran a print, it took probably 3 hours, maybe a little longer. At this point, I don't see any leaking around the hot end. So I'm feeling pretty good, and I think I've got the temperature dialed in. So I'm running right now a string test.
Okay, making some good strides then. Yeah, once you dial in that retraction, I think you'll be pretty happy. Those are like the big things to adjust. That's awesome. That's awesome. You have a little rubber cover for that hot end, or a silicone hot end, I should say?
I do, and I was gonna. I'm glad you brought that up because I was gonna ask. Should I run it with this silicon boot on?
You would have asked me 4 years ago, I would have said no, but now I would definitely say yes. Just like you got that little bit of, leak filament on the top of the hot end and how much of a pain it was to get off. Over time, as you hopefully not bump into things, but get strings of filament and things that didn't go well and end up in the wrong places, you're going to get the filament on the outside of that hot end, and it's going to start making a mess. With the silicone boot, it really keeps it clean. And at first it feels like it's going to get in the way, but it's actually, in my mind, now very useful, and I understand why it's there.
All right. I will definitely put one on after this print. I think I came with two or three. So I'll definitely, after it cools down, because somebody did touch the hot end last night a couple of times, and it gets hot.
Yeah, right in that area, it can be pretty warm, and the filament will just melt and stick right to it. That being said, the nozzle, especially depending on the type of boot there, can help filament from building up around the nozzle, so when you go to change it next, it'll be a lot easier.
That all makes sense. I will definitely do that. And last night I did get the wire ordered that you sent me the link for. I got that ordered. Should be in tomorrow.
It could be, depending on what gauge you get, it could be overkill for your application. But if you're gonna make cables and make however you're gonna do it, you're gonna do power poles and make some links. You want to put your power supply out of the way somewhere. You want good cable, and Yeah, I think we've talked about it in here before about avoiding the copper clad. And, oh yeah, and I sent you the thing about the Anderson power poles, how you can use the larger gauge, higher current rating connectors and still use the same form and fit for the actual connector itself, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I was looking at that. You know, if the device I'm running could use 16 gauge, but I'm running 12, 10, or 14, or even 12 gauge, I think, to me, that's better. It's just, you know, you've got a safety margin there. As long as you've got a fuse in line, so I got to look into that, too.
Had some wires get a little bit warm while operating, but never to the point where it was a concern. And definitely never, not that I can think of, has ever used my power cable as a fuse. And it looks like Jeff is joining us. Good morning there, Jeff. This is KGPCB.
Good morning. That was a very strange sentence you said, using your power cable as a fuse.
You choose a power cable that is underrated to supply the current that you're looking to sync. Yeah, you're creating a fuse there.
That also seems more fire hazard than fuse.
And for a few moments there, depending on how the insulation burns, you might even be creating a light bulb momentarily.
It just makes it easier for the fire department to figure out where the fire started.
Yeah, when Ross gets in, I'll have to ask him if they still do these demonstrations. Like, I know last week they did this touch the truck thing, you know, to get the kids comfortable with the fire trucks, firemen. And I remember Town Line Fire Department did a demonstration years ago, and they had this panel set up, you know, in showing how if you have fault in the wall or weakened wires, and they were probably using some extremely underrated wire, but showing how it could essentially become a fuse and melt and start a fire in the wall. And I thought it was a really, really cool demo. And I'd be curious to ask Ross when he gets in if they still do that kind of stuff. And I'll pass it over to you, Brad.
Yeah, I'd rather have more wire and have it safely fused than to be underwired and still have the proper fuse in there. To me, it's just that safety factor.
Safety schmafety.
That point sounds like you got a heating element. KT2PET. Morning, gentlemen. Answer to your question, Travis, yes, we still do fire demonstrations for the kids. This year we focused on using fire extinguishers. Just put a few pieces of paper in a trash can and letting them put out. Just so they get used to pulling the pen and stuff. And learn how to do the old sweep from the top to the bottom. And hopefully they can put out their own fires if they have one.
Do you show them how to light matches so they can start the fire so they can put it out?
Oh, Jeff, you're always thinking on the negative side of things. No, we don't let them use matches.
Matches are toys.
Matches are for when you become a teenager. Because usually they use them for their fireworks, and when you give them stuff that they shouldn't have anyway.
It's funny that you even talk about matches, because I'm pretty confident we don't have any matches in the house or garage anywhere. And I was in Dollar General a few weeks back, and I seen this girl. We were in like the seasonal aisle, and she had picked up, and when I say girl, she's like my age, she picked up a box of matches. You know, they had like the charcoal and kind of stuff there. And I'm thinking, man, who uses matches these days? I would always, at least these days, gravitate towards some type of lighter, butane. Now, maybe the kids these days want an electronic lighter. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. Here's me, you know, people talking about, oh, you know, the stuff that I am interested in is dated. But here's me, you know, in my head, criticizing the use of matches.
Ohio blue tip strike anywhere matches. Everybody should have a box in the house in case you got to burn it down and start a fire in the winter.
What's the phrase you're supposed to say when you when you're sending the flaming matches? You know, and you flick them off into the air.
I know the practice. I don't know the name.
Believe it or not, Travis, my parents, they still have a book of matches. And I have in a box, a book. It still says Topps Friendly Markets on it.
I have a whole box of matches in the house.
If you have a box of books of matches, is that called a library of matches?
Well, it depends on it. They do have advertisements on it. You can read it.
Yeah, there's no advertisements on it. Just I bought them at Topps, and I use them when I'm setting up the smoker and when we're lighting fires in the backyard.
I remember there was a lawyer that had his face on a book of matches. It was his business card back in, like, the 80s. Can't remember his name, but we used to get them all the time in Rochester.
I hope that his business wasn't defending arsonists.
A self-fulfilling prophecy, if ever there was one.
So I googled the phrase, and it says some people say bombs away, fire in the hole, 3-2-1 blast off, and I don't remember. Maybe it was bombs away, maybe it was fire in the hole. But I remember a friend of mine used to flick matches like that often. And not often, like it was a thing, but if we had them because we were lighting the grill or something, he would send off a few.
That's how we would light off bonfires sometimes. But if we didn't want to get too close.
Fire in the hole does make sense then. All right, I've got 6:45. I'll say good morning, Brad. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Ross. And I'll talk to you guys all soon, but I got to step out. This is K2PCB, 73.
73's KC2NVM to follow. Clear.
73's to you both. Good morning, KC2PET. How are you?
I am good. How have you been? Interesting conversation about how it's a flashback to a book of matches. Like I said, my parents still have one. I think the reason why matches aren't quite so popular anymore is they used to be tied to people that used to smoke all the time, and obviously smoking has probably gone down a lot, or have switched to these e-cigarettes, I guess you call them, or even vaping. But the times have changed. Matter of fact, I still might have some in my house. Look in that junk drawer. Usually everybody gets in their kitchen.
Yeah, I also use them to light a candle. I sometimes when I'm reloading my shot shells, I know this sounds funny, there will be a little bit of a hole at the very top, and in order to keep the BBs coming out, I'll melt a little bit of wax at the very top just to hold the shot in. And I use matches to light the candle. But I found that the matches work better when I'm lighting my charcoal chimney for my smoker.
Yeah, I don't have a preference lighter or usually I wad up a bunch of paper to light my charcoal and just put it underneath it. That seems to light it. We just have the lighter. Other people are surprising. I don't know if they work, don't work as good, but people used to use those, what they're called, the ion lighters. I think it's just a real hot plasma flame. And I don't know if those are some of those, I don't know how good they work. apparently not good enough, so they're not popular.
Yeah, I don't remember those. I know that in the past I have bought those lighters that have a longer tube on them, you know, like they have like a trigger on it. Those do work good for lighting the charcoal chimney, but I found the matches are cheaper and they work just as well for me.
Well, I learned something yesterday about my radio setup and my truck talking with you and from the morning versus the afternoon. Can you guess what it is?
No, I can't guess. What might it be?
So my antenna setup is kind of set up for being directional by mistake. So talking to you yesterday morning, taking my daughter to camp, no problems, right? So, and then going home yesterday, we were talking as I was making my way home. So I lost your signal a lot sooner than I would expect, and I figured out why. So I have my mirror for 40 room kind of in center of my cab of my truck. So, but guess what's behind it? And it acts as a, I guess, a reflector and a kind of a director, I guess, is my FM antenna for my car stereo. And that's the only thing I could think of how I lost your signal much, much sooner yesterday than going home than it was actually coming here.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. If you had an antenna directly behind your other antenna, it could act as a director, kind of like a Yagi. So did you move your magnet mount?
Well, that's the problem with that. It's not a magnet mount. Mine's a direct mount. That's why I got a plate up there that's grounded to the cab of the truck. So, yeah, that's all, like I said, that's all connected solid to the truck. There's no mag mount.
I see. Okay, that makes sense, because when you're driving towards PCB, if the antenna is acting as a director, you're getting some gain to the front, so you get in the front lobe. But on the way home, I'm on the back side of your lobe, which would explain why I lose you earlier. That all makes sense, Ross.
Yeah, because I lost you at Schwartz yesterday. Coming home. Normally, usually from town line on, I can get you pretty good. And that wasn't the case. At Pavement, I pretty much signed with you because I wasn't picking you up as well. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting how that works.
Yeah, that is interesting. Because when I lost you, it was quick. It was, you were there, and then you were fading fast. So, it sounds like you've got yourself a little bit of a director antenna there.
Well, I should do it one day. I think it's removable. I think I can screw it out of there, or if I can screw it out and see what happens, see if that makes that thing any better.
Yeah, someday if you want to try that on the way home, let me know. I can come down and sit on the radio for a few minutes.
All right. I got more projects for myself today. Every time I go to the fire department, everybody keeps coming to me with radio problems. So I have two Bearcat scanners, both of them with blown speakers. Hopefully I can replace those today. It's amazing. It must be a speaker issue that they had. They picked the wrong speakers they have in their scanners. This is probably the fourth or the fifth ones I've had to replace because of bad speakers.
Really? That's interesting. And I know in certain circles, like Alden, Rod and Gun Club, once you're known for being able to do something, you get asked a lot about that type of stuff. So you get pigeonholed. I can see that happening in the fire department. And how long have you been a fireman, firefighter?
Pretty much since I was 16. We're going on 32 years, I would say.
Wow, so you are well established in the Alden Fire Department.
Yep, I've done a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. And So I'm seeing a lot of things. Sometimes I'm seasoned enough now. I don't know, it doesn't surprise me, but every once in a while, something does pop up. It's like, oh, that's kind of new for me. Never seen that before. But all right, Brad, that's time for me. Gotta get in there. So KD2GDQ, KC2PET, 73, talk to you tomorrow.
73, see you, Ross. This is KD2GDQ. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And I am clear of this station.